Out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with the computerized Wave Ventilation Unit. Wave Ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years. Without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
I'm Brett Jackerman. A judge has approved a potential $1 billion plan to resolve thousands of NFL concussion lawsuits. The Thunder are in a market for a coach and an attractive commodity, with two of the game's premier players. Injuries derailed the Thunder this year, and it cost Scott Brooks his job today as he was fired after seven seasons and 338 wins. Three games in the NBA playoffs tonight, starting with the Nets and Hawks in Atlanta. The top seed in the East took game one, but in that win, Al Horford suffered a dislocated finger. He said he'll play in game two. The Grizzlies host the Blazers after taking the series opener, and the Clippers take on the Spurs, trying to put the defending champs in a 2-0 series hole. The White Sox and Indians both off to slow starts and meeting today on a chilly day on the south side of Chicago. The Sox in front, 2-0 in the bottom of the fifth. Jose Abreu, a home run back in the first, his fifth of the season. The Astros go for their fifth in a row tonight in Seattle, while the Mets look for their 10th straight against the Braves. Mets are up to their best start in 29 years, despite a lot of injuries thus far. The 9-game winning streak has been a big boost, but Curtis Granderson said the season is still very young.
Anytime you get 9 games, it's definitely a big thing, especially when you're playing against teams in your own division. It's obviously even bigger, but it still is early. You can't read too much into it, the fact that we got a lot of games left to play.
The Dodgers and Giants renew their rivalry tonight in San Francisco with a great pitching matchup. Cy Young Award winner Clayton Kershaw takes them out, with the Dodgers looking to bounce back from a loss last night. He'll go up against Madison Bumgarner. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Working late? Traveling? We'll keep you company. I'm Amy Lawrence. After hours, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, weekdays on CBS Sports Radio.
Listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show.
What up? It's Doug Gottlieb Show, CBS Sports Radio, coming to you from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day. Rajon Rondo had a back problem, right? Right. Rajon Rondo has been ruled out for the remainder of the series because of a... let's all do it together, everybody. We have a split screen. I don't know. I can't see. We're on CBS Sports Network. You're going to turn us on. Ready? Ready? Back problem.
Oh, my neck! My back! My neck and my back! Oh!
Yeah. Look, I get that it's a bad fit, and I get that somewhere he and Carlisle not seeing eye to eye. But, wow. That's one of those bad excuses, right? Yes, Klug.
Terrible excuse.
I mean, he probably does have a bad back, but the idea that he couldn't play... He was sitting on the floor last night, and that's usually guys do that when they have a bad back. I'm not doubting that he doesn't have a bad back. I'm not doubting that his back doesn't hurt him. But I watched last night. Rondo wanted no part of playing in that game. You can come play, play without me. But you can't take yourself out with by taking yourself out. I've actually seen somebody do this before. My senior season, we handed Roy Williams his worst loss to date at that point. I think we beat them by 33 points, beat Kansas by 33 points. And it was kind of a miserable experience for Kansas. They cut it to 15 at the half, and then we just exploded to start the second half. And I think we're up nearly 40 points. And I thought Jeff Boshy fouled out on purpose. I did. He's getting yelled at. It just wasn't good. They're down like 40. He picked up his fourth foul, and then the ball comes in bounds, and he just fouls right away and goes and doesn't complain and goes and sits down. Like, did you just... You knew you had four. Rondo knew what he was doing. Right? You don't pick up a foul, which is your third, and then foul the very next possession. And I don't necessarily think he deserved a T, but why even risk it? Two fouls and a technical in the first 38 seconds in the second half, and then you don't complain, you just go and put on your shooting shirt and go and sit down? That's one of those that feels like a bad fit. The other story of the day, and we have breaking news we'll get to in 1 second, is Scottie Brooks has been fired by the Oklahoma City Thunder. I thought Scottie Brooks did a very good job this year considering the injuries they had. I mean, they just had a mash. They were just a mash unit. Plus, you had wholesale throughout the season. You don't have Kevin Durant for 55 games, and you still are a double-clutch three-pointer from Anthony Davis away from making the playoffs in the far more difficult Western Conference, right? Like, I actually think he did a good job. But this, to me, signifies kind of three things in the copycat league. Doug Collins took the Chicago Bulls to the Eastern Conference Finals, couldn't get them over the hump. Remember that? Phil Jackson comes in, they win six titles. Del Harris couldn't get Shaq and Kobe to coexist, to play Shaq to play hard enough, Kobe to play enough team ball. He's fired. Phil Jackson hired. They win three titles together. You go to the Miami Heat, Stan Van Gundy. Remember Stan Van Gundy left to spend more time with his, here comes the fingers, family. Pat Riley takes over, championship pedigree, wins an NBA title. Even this year, Mark Jackson, they felt like they reached their ceiling, fire Mark Jackson, hire Steve Kerr, and how can you be better than what Mark Jackson did? Easy, what Steve Kerr has done. Statistically, best defense in the league. Statistically, best team in the league. 67 wins, home court advantage throughout. And then there's the copycat of college coaches seem to be working more now than they did previously. Look no further than the Celtics and what they're doing with Brad Stevens. Look in the NFL with several of their head coaches. Seahawks have been to two straight Super Bowls, 1-1 with Pete Carroll, who did coach previously in the NFL but was a college coach and a successful one for USC. So I think there's that finding the next guy, taking the next step, getting a new voice in there, the success of other college coaches that play into Scottie Brooks losing his job more so than Scottie Brooks deserving to lose his job. Make sense? All right. Let's get to breaking news. Oh, that's a new sound effect there. Luke, what's the breaking news?
Greg Hardy's been suspended by the NFL for 10 games without pay.
Wow. Okay, so I didn't talk about the NFL schedule purposely because there's several things. Where are you going to be the first Sunday of the NFL season, Klug?
In front of my couch.
Correct. Did anything that was announced yesterday change the fact that you're going to watch the first Thursday night game, you're going to watch the first Sunday day games, Sunday afternoon games, Sunday night game, and Monday night games, correct? Did any of that change? people are listening to this show, for the most part, you're going to watch Thursday night football, you're going to watch Saturday football, you're going to watch Sunday football. Nothing has changed. You don't know how good these matchups are. You can guess. And in the NFL, generally, the good teams play against other good teams. Right? It's only a matter of dates. And if you're a season ticket holder, you were going to get those sent in the mail. You're thinking about buying a ticket. This is not like college football where you're like, what road trip can I want to make one road trip this year. Let me look it up online. So NFL schedule guy is a lot like National Signing Day guy or pitchers and catchers report guy. Like, let me know when the real games are being played. I'm still going to be watching. I just can't pretend to care about most games to which I have no idea the level of importance, especially when we're in April. But now it gets interesting because, well, one, you got the Cowboys signing Greg Hardy. So Greg Hardy's going to miss his first 10 games of being a Cowboy. He's suspended without pay, too, correct?
Correct. You know when his first game back is?